Trash Planet contains themes of desperation and poverty. We portray a comedic, absurd, and violent world. For a full list of content warnings, please see the episode description. So, it's early morning. We see light just cracking the horizon, just barely touching the tangled and wild city of Fresco. We see these dark shadows laying heavy over these streets. And we see a crumpled little side street between Bugtown and the food court. And we see a crumpled little building shaped like a slice of pizza. We smell this toxic air, the fumes, the waste, the chemicals. We hear the thrumming underground, the factories nearby. And also we hear two people in an animated discussion. One of these people is Halbert, who owns the Scream and Slice. We haven't seen her outside yet, I don't think. So we see her mask for the first time, which is huge and crazy. Like, it doesn't look humanoid at all. It looks just like lumps of mechanical bits and pieces. And they're all, like, built up in the shape of a hammerhead, like the top of a hammer. So super intimidating. And she is, like, pointing and shouting at another figure who is wearing a mask that, like, it's like old school factory mask. So, like, a big white orb, but it has been spray painted over in the shape of a friendly skeleton's face. And we notice that this spray paint job looks a little familiar because Enla did it. What does this person look like, Nihar?
I think they're shorter than Halbert. With the mask, basically, it's like a headpiece, right? Like a typical cartoon spaceman headpiece.
Yeah.
So you can fully see their head. And I think they've got a buzz cut and a pretty well clean shaven face. Has a pretty red face as well, I would say. And is doing the thing where they're trying to have a smile on their face while seemingly getting berated. But, like, you know, customer service look. You all know the deal.
Nice. Strong customer service energy. Okay, this is Runk the Body Bagger. And both Runk and Halbert are standing next to a body on the ground. We see a big old giddy girl in body armor. Unless you guys would have stripped the armor, do you think you, like, looted this corpse or what?
Enla didn't touch it.
No, okay. Yeah, no. I'm seeing shaking heads. All right, so Halbert is saying, like, look, okay, it's perfectly fresh. It's perfectly good. It's a good body, all right? 2 coin. That's the going rate.
It's not the body itself. It's who the body belongs to that's the problem.
Yeah, fucking dead lady, okay? My boys kicked their asses. All right, you think we're worried about the giddy girls? Like, come on.
Are you sending your boys with you to protect me when I have a giddy girl corpse in my shop?
Runk, this is your job, right? Come on. You're telling me you've never fucking dealt with... Listen. I just want it out of here. Look, it's like every minute we're standing here, it's losing value, right? So this is your money.
I'm shouldering the risk here. Yeah. I'm the one carrying the body, so I feel like that deserves a bit of a discount.
So what does Runk do with the bodies?
So the big thing is organ harvesting. there's a lot that you can use organs for and body parts for. Some of the bodies used as fertilizer. Some of those mushrooms really, really love growing on human corpses. Mm. The bones probably get recycled. I can't say what specifically, but bone dust, bone meal. We've seen it before.
Tank has a really guilty look for some reason. I mean,
do we want to add casual cannibalism?
No, it's not human bone meal, okay? Only animal bone meal. It's not human bone meal, right?
Halbert somewhere just like has a thought bubble of Tank's face like intruding in, like just bats it away. Just like get out of here. So Halbert's saying, look, come on, please. Please. Like, she's just, like, dripping composure. Like, I don't know.
Okay. We'll do it for 2 coin. But you and your boys will owe me.
Runk, come on. Everything we've been through together. What, yeah, you know that we're good for it. Okay, my boys are tired, okay? Can I not deploy my boys today? Like, what?
I don't need your boys right now. But one day I might. And, It would be nice if I could just call on them and maybe call on you. And I think that more than covers the 2 coin.
Mm. All right, all right. You got to tell me how you get that skeleton to stay upright, though. And the camera swivels over, and we see Runk's skimmer, which has a big, crazy skeleton made out of... It's just, like, pipes and, like, bits of metal and stuff, but it's clearly in the shape of a skeleton, and, like, all the limbs are, like, woogity and swinging around. Like, clearly, when the thing is moving, the skeleton's like, like, and blown backwards in the wind. And it's a very beautiful art piece, and, like, I don't know. And like, you probably worked pretty hard on this, so...
Yeah, definitely did.
Stays upright because I use quality construction materials that I found in the trash piles. It's reinforced with titanium.
That's incredible, kid. All right. All right. Respect you, kid. Here we go. And we see that they exchange a pager number. We see that some coin exchanges hands. And so as y'all are, like, heading out, Runk is, like, dragging the body away. There's just, like, a bin on the back of the skimmer. Bad stuff, right? There's, like, a dead, like, gunk snake in there, too. It's, like, skinned. It's, like, moldy, you know? And everything smells pretty bad here, but even, like, everyone's got masks to deal with the smell, right? Even through the mask, like, it's bad. This is rough stuff. So Halbert is, like, watching Runk dragging this body away and goes, like, yeah, I don't know. You seen any giddy girls around?
Not recently. I mean, I don't think I would have made this contact if I saw one of them hanging around your shop.
All right. You keep an eye out, okay?
Do you think I'm being followed?
Runk, who wouldn't follow you? You're gorgeous. You're wonderful. Huge fan of you, kid. You're out there doing the good work.
Their very red face blushes some more.
Yeah. She smacks you on the shoulder in a companionly way. It's just like, come on. When are you going to make a move on Enla? All right? Like, y'all hanging out all the time. What are you doing?
I'm gonna do it soon, okay? It's just, I have a rotting body in my person right now, so just don't pressure me, okay?
Sweetheart, we all got a rotten body. Hiya! She, like, I don't know, slaps your ass. And the camera swivels away back over to the Screamin' Slice. It is still the very early morning. We see Petra doing some prep cook shit. We see the Hobart is stirring up some, like, dehydrated mushroom to, you know, get some cheese substitute going. We see that some people are recovering from the events of last night. And all of you have one more downtime action. Who would like to go first?
Lottie would love to recover one of her injuries.
Oh my god! All right, so Lottie, where are you at this morning? This all happened like 3 or 4 hours ago. Like, this was not a long time ago.
I would guess that Lottie is one of the people involved in the kitchen prep.
Okay.
But instead of, like, working, like, at a counter or something because of her injury, she's, like, at a table, like, took the stuff out of the kitchen and just sat down somewhere to work on things. Just, like, portioning out ingredients or stuff like that.
I love that. You're just at a booth. Mm-hmm. Yeah, what do you do to make yourself feel better?
Well, you said it's, like, 3 or 4 hours later. So I think now, like, looking at Lottie, she's gone through a whole, like, first aid routine of, like, her arm has, like, it's visibly swollen from the snake bite, but it has, like, bandages and stuff around it. And then you can see that she's got, like a warm something, like, kind of strapped to her to help with the bruises and stuff. So she's just gone through, like, a normal, like, first aid routine to try and heal some of that.
Oh, okay. The thing on your... Well, first of all, so you need... So the way that healing works mechanically in A state, you need someone to roll for you. Like, you can recover on your own, but it's not as good. So who do you think... And this is going to be a care roll. So player characters roll care. NPCs roll their quality level. So who do you think you would ask to, like, help you get patched up?
Given that we're just, like, an early start, like, zero quality or whatever, probably one of our party members. But I don't actually know if anyone else has care. Who would I ask narratively?
Yeah.
No metagaming.
Yeah, instead of no metagaming, who would Lottie ask? I think...
I'm metagaming a little bit, but an argument can be made for Tank, who constantly takes a beating, you know, as a tick ball, like, trainee.
That is true.
I like that angle. I was kind of going to just go for your character because, like, oh, I need bandages. You're the fabric character.
It is really funny to go to the unconscious guy and be like, maybe this guy can help me.
Oh, yeah. He's also
I'm fucked up.
He's also not available to me. All so, right, yeah, sorry, that is a great reason. So then, yeah, I got a Tank.
Well, so let's say that you're, like... you've been working on your prep for the day. Mm-hmm. You're drinking some kind of tea. It's stinky. And Petra looks over at you and she says, you don't look so good.
No, I got bit by a gunk snake and then a skimmer. Our skimmer. In the garage.
But you stole it, right? Like, it's not like...
Well, it's ours now. Especially after what just happened.
From who?
Getty Girls.
Oh, God. And I don't know if we've talked about Petra. Petra is the early morning prep cook at the Screamin' Slice. She is wearing kind of one of those, like, Alaskan flap hats with the ears. And even indoors, like, her mask, like, clips into it. She looks tired. She has, like, dark skin. She's got huge curly hair that's, like, squeezing out of, like, her hat and her mask. And she's just chopping slow and careful. And she looks at you and she's like, that's rough. That's rough what you're doing.
I mean, rough for me, but he's unconscious. I turned out all right. Well.
What's his deal, by the way? Like, Connie.
Connie?
Yeah.
He fought someone and they knocked him out?
No, I mean, like, in general. Like...
Oh. He got kicked out of where he used to live. He's okay. With us now.
Yeah. For, like, a cool reason? Or
define cool.
She kind of squints at you.
I don't think he feels very good about it, but I think overall it's a pretty cool story. I just am not the one who can tell it.
Okay. She kind of turns back to her vegetables and her chopping and stuff. And your limbs hurt. You're in pain.
They do.
You're like, I should talk to someone. Right? Cool. So you're going to go see Tank?
I think so. He's still here, right? Because he was on his way. He would have arrived after the
fight. Do you think you would have gone back home after this intrusion? Or do you think you would have, like, slept at the Screamin' Slice today?
I probably would have just hung out for a little bit.
Okay.
Yeah, they might come back.
Ooh, yeah.
Yeah.
It took us so long to get here.
He had to go through so many Looney Tunes. Okay. So where do you think you have been for the past 3 to 4 hours?
Chilling in one of the booths. Eating.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah, what are you eating?
Probably just random accoutrement that goes on, like, pizza toppings.
It's like the pepper flakes.
Yeah.
Like, you're just, like, occasionally just, like, dunking them on your tongue. Like, cool.
Sorry, I love the idea that Tank is just, like, just eats whatever the fuck is around. Yeah. And Lottie actually
has a cheese
burger.
He eats trash, okay?
Yeah.
He's the most trash planet guy.
Lottie still has to go, as a heads up, Lottie still has her juice burn where she's eating random things all the time.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Oh my God, so instead of your cup of tea, you had just, like, a piece of metal that you're just like,
It's something I call tea.
See, everyone's still juice burned. We still have the insatiable hunger.
It's tea for
glue.
Tin.
It's just rusty metal in water, and it, like, turned the water a different color, and you're like, delicious.
Yummy.
Yeah. All right, so what do y'all do with each other?
Hey, Tank.
Yeah, what's up?
You probably have some experience with this. My little pharmacy upstairs only does so much, and everything hurts.
Oh,
How do you deal with those days?
A lot of times, I just take some drugs.
Based off what you're saying, that's not really working right now, so maybe we need to try some, like, first aid kind of stuff.
Yeah, I think if I take any more, I won't be very useful here in the kitchen.
Okay, let me grab my first aid kit. Tank walks around the corner and then comes back. He's fully dressed in a nurse's outfit.
Wow. Trying to get the paper hat to stay on your pointy-ass hair is just so difficult.
Okay. Yeah, you're lucky I keep this with me at all times. Looking the part is, like, a big part of, like, successfully performing first aid.
I'm literally picturing, like, a nurse's Halloween costume.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
With a really short little skirt. And, like, a little paper hat.
And the long gloves.
But it's,
yeah, the long gloves.
It's not supposed to be a short skirt. It's just a normal-sized nurse's uniform for someone who is much smaller.
Yeah, it's like a micro skirt on you. Yeah.
It's not like a sexy nurse's costume. It's like a legit nurse's uniform. But
you're trying to tell us this isn't sexy. Okay. All right.
But it's just way too small.
All right.
I think we've killed that.
Lottie is slowly dying.
Right. There is a smirk on Lottie's face. She's keeping it to herself.
So first, I'm going to test your reflexes. Stick out your knee. Tank reaches into his medical bag and just pulls out, like, a big lead pipe.
All
I'm gonna hit your knee, and you're gonna tell me how bad it hurts. Right, 3, 2, dunk.
Damn, Tank, roll care.
No, that's a 3.
That's a 3. Oh. Okay. So recovery for any level of injury is tracked on a 4-segment healing clock. So Lottie, you have 2 different healing clocks for your 2 different injuries. Okay. They are both 4-segment. You just rolled real bad, so you get 1 segment filled.
For both?
Does it matter which heals?
So they're both 4 clocks. They're both 1 out of 4 ticked. So they're, Lottie, what are your type of injuries? It was snake bite and then...
And then the bruises from getting in.
Yeah, brutal. Okay.
How big are these? I picture like I got pinned by like a golf cart more than like a car.
Yes, golf cart is a good analogy. Yeah. Yeah. Okay. Yeah.
And there's then no internal bleeding issues. We're not
worried
about.
Gunk snakes are pretty big. Like mm-hmm. I think that their heads are maybe the size of like a tall can of Coke, you know?
Yeah, like, I totally expect that the bite on Lottie's arm is just like a big swollen melon right
It looks
now.
So crazy, and it's like, they're not, I don't think they're poisonous, but I do think that they're just like dirty creatures, you know? Mm-hmm. It's like, if like when a cat bites you, you're just like, well, that's getting
yeah,
infected.
Yeah, like all animal bites like, are not.
Yeah, yeah.
Komodo dragons, that's actually how they kill.
Oh, incredible.
It's the bacteria in their mouths.
Narsty. Yeah. Okay, so it's like not looking great. So, back in character, Lottie, you've just been donked with a lead pipe. How you doing?
All right. On a scale of 1 to 7, how much did that hurt?
4, but I don't think that's how that works, Tank.
I want you to take a step back and remember, I'm the professional here, okay? So I really appreciate it if you go along with what I'm doing. You asked for my help, and I'm providing my expertise. I just really wish, you know, you wouldn't question me like that.
We flash back to Tank... injured on the field at tickball practice, you know, walking off morosely to the nurse's office where this exact routine was performed upon me.
You know what, Tank? You're a good sport most of the time. Oh, you're right.
Next step, 4 out of 7. Not great. 1, we're going to have you ice down. You're going to jump in a full trash can of ice, and you're going to stay there until you can't feel... your body, all right? And then I'm noticing your arm, you got like a beach ball.
Yeah, it's pretty swollen.
Protruding out of there.
The snake bit me.
Not gonna lie, not a ton of snakes in tickball. Not a lot of gunk snakes. So
what about the gorgeous gunk snakes?
Yeah, but those are people.
Oh.
Yeah, we don't play a team of gunk snakes.
I was pretty excited for that match next week.
Yeah, I'm sorry. Just a mascot, you know?
They do walk out with snakes on their shoulders, though. Like, it's pretty cool.
You know, I did read one time that you can, like, suck the venom out.
Narrator voice, there was no venom, but continue.
Do either of us know that gunk snakes
no.
don't?
I'm going to get a straw. We're going to insert it into your skin. And I just want you, 3 times an hour, just take a big old sip.
I think normally Lottie would be protesting right now, but this actually kind of vibes with her juice burn.
Yeah. She's like, sounds pretty good.
All right.
So she's like about to stop and just, actually.
It's not quite a straw, but it is a metal tube of sorts. So we're just going to kind of wedge it in there. And, yeah, you're just gonna just sip on it, I guess. I don't know.
I'll do this part, but great idea, Tank.
Nice. I'm gonna say both of y'all take off 1 stress, because that was insane, and it must be rewarded. All right, so the camera pulls back on Lottie taking a delicious sip of her own arm. How's it taste?
It tastes like metal. There's a little bit of an unpleasant tinge of juice in there because it was an animal bite.
Ooh.
But mostly just, you know, that coppery taste of person.
Great. Good, nice use of a downtime.
Should I be concerned that you know what coppery people taste like?
Well, have you never, like, gotten an injury in your mouth? Like, blood?
I feel like it's more iron, but anyways.
You've never put pennies in your mouth?
This idiot doesn't even know about eating pennies.
Like the old pennies before they switched to tin.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, that like metallic bloody taste. It's like...
All right, who would like to go next for their downtime?
Okay, so I'll go, I guess. So Inla has taken on some psychological stress, even if she's not necessarily stressed out on paper. So I think that she is absolutely going to try to process this trauma through art again.
Is this a reduced stress roll?
Yes.
Yes.
Considering I do have 5 out of 8.
Okay.
Yeah. It's still not good. Inla wants to focus on the idea of, she's still a little bit shell-shocked that she has taken a human life, and so unexpectedly easily so. So I think she'll want to, I feel like she would want to put her patrons in a similar state of not understanding how little effort it takes to kill. I'm picturing a pinata type situation, but with like little mice creatures, not actual mice because this is Trash Planet. I don't know what they would be, but little mice creatures that are all inside this like bag that people will hit with a bat.
Huh. Mm-hmm. Okay, so we have Clavagers on planet, which are like, they're kind of like beetle mice.
Perfect.
Yeah, they're like I don't know, 3 inches long. They're kind of like, you know, kind
of. Yeah, perfect. So like, yeah. I like the idea of it being like somewhat of a pest-like thing.
Yes.
But yeah. Also like, then once you kill any of them inside this bag, having like a little funeral for it. So it's like this whole like process of understanding like how easily it is to kill something, but then you're forced to like sit with the fact you've killed it.
Wow. Okay, do you guys want to be the patrons of this art experience? How do you acquire viewers for your art experience?
Step right up, everyone. Please come up and see this amazing art. I think that it'll change your life.
Can we get a vibe check on Enla? What does she look like right now?
She's definitely a little... She hasn't showered or, like, taken care of herself at all, so she still has, like, some dirt and probably a little bit of blood drop still on her. And she's just kind of like... She looks a little crazed. She's like, step right up! Look at my art!
Okay, what is it? It's just a bag.
It's kind of moving around a little bit.
Yeah, hit the bag.
You want me to hit the bag?
I want you to hit the bag.
Is something bad going to happen if I hit the bag?
Tom, don't hit the bag.
Wait, what?
Don't hit the bag, Tom.
Do you think I could just take the bag?
No.
I bet I could sell whatever's in there.
No. You're missing the point of the art.
What do we hit it with?
Oh, here. Hand you a lead pipe. They're popular this episode.
Oh.
Tom hits the bag.
No, Tom!
Tom!
Hey, nothing bad happened.
But they're just kind of wiggling.
Oh, I don't know.
I thought for sure that something bad was gonna happen.
Oh, keep hitting it.
Did something bad happen in the world?
No, Tom, don't press your luck.
Don't do it.
5 or 6 more swings.
the part of the bag falls still.
Oh no, Tom, you really went for it.
He's going crazy.
Listen, I need to get rid of some stress too. Work's been hard.
Yeah.
Yeah, why do you do this so hard?
I'm a trash picker, but I don't get any of the good stuff.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, you're a bad trash picker. Huh?
Yeah, that makes sense.
Yeah. You guys, why did you bring this up in front of a stranger, guys? Honestly, it's a little embarrassing that all I got was 3 plastic cups yesterday.
Oh, my God. We live on a pile of trash. This guy got 3 plastic cups.
Wow, Tom. Wow. I knew you were bad at your job. I just didn't know how bad.
7, 8 more swings on the thing.
Okay, Tom. Okay, thank you. Thank you, Tom. Thank you. So part of the bag has fallen still. So now this is the second part of the installation.
Oh, my God. Tom, you killed something.
She's going to install something in your house, Tom.
Do I get to keep the lead pipe?
No.
Oh, okay. I'm sorry.
You couldn't even pick that. She added it to you. You don't even get to keep it. I mean, damn. Okay,
I pull out a couple of clavagers that you have successfully killed.
They're mushy. They're bad. They're.
Do I get to keep those?
You took a life and you want to keep the body?
It's better than 3 plastic cups.
Yeah, you might as well use it.
Yeah.
What is with you?
You could, you know, I always find that if you kill something, it's best to eat it right away.
Yeah.
Do you want to
fresh.
Eat it?
Fresh. Yeah. It's more fresh
no!
that way.
No! This is life. It's sacred. It's sacred, and we need to take care of it.
I think a bear trap goes off on Tom's foot. What are you doing? What is this?
Does it feel to be part of the prey?
What?
Pray? No, I'm sorry. You told me to swing on the thing, and
you created the situation.
Yeah, this seems morally wrong.
Yeah, I mean, you're like forcing him to do it, and then now
that's the whole point. The whole point is death. There's so much death everywhere. There's death.
I mean, every life taking is a choice, right? Like, it's not like
it's not a choice. Sometimes it's not a choice.
You know, sometimes things just die, though.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah. Circle of life.
Sometimes you just get into it, and then all of a sudden it's over.
Guys, why are we having a philosophical conversation? There's a bear trap on my leg.
You can't even pick his leg out of a bear trap.
Yeah, it's crazy.
It's pretty amazing, man.
Poor Tom.
I think we can pull out on this beautiful scene.
This poor Tom.
The streets of Bugtown. I loved it. Do you want to make your roll, please?
Yeah, so that's just one, right? It's one dice.
Ba, 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 ba. Roll the PC's worst attribute rating. So either insight, prowess, or resolve. So that's your vertical column.
Prowess, yeah, maybe one.
Yeah. Oh, whoa!
Was it five?
No, it's a six!
That's overindulgence.
Oh my god! Okay.
I can't win.
All right, so what happens is... So for the listeners at home, it's good to roll high, but if you roll too high, if you roll more stress than your character actually has, you overindulge, and that can be a negative. So you're going to clear your stress track, which is great. However, we are going to cut to Enla and these three guys at a bar. The bear trap is still on Tom's foot, and everybody is drinking shots that have clavagers in the bottom of them. 3, 2, 1. Yeah! Pretty good.
Yeah, pretty good.
Picked it right out with my teeth. Pretty good trash pickers. Davis, I respect you. I respect the work you do. Tom, Tom, you're no good.
Why you gotta be so mean to Tom?
He sucks. Look at him.
Yeah. I have a bear trap on my legs. I think I deserve a bit of slack here.
I mean, we didn't get trapped in a bear trap.
We didn't get trapped in a bear trap.
But isn't he your friend?
Is he?
I mean, yeah, kind of,
yeah,
I guess.
My gosh.
But, you know.
It's like they say, you can't pick your friends.
Well, we can't pick
Craig. Tom can't.
Tom can't.
That's... Oh, no. also, Enla, was it... I appreciate you disconnecting the bear trap from the ground, but couldn't you have taken it off my foot instead?
I'm no doctor.
You don't feel comfortable doing that? That makes sense.
I don't. Yeah, you know...
I hear there's a overly muscled young man providing first aid services throughout
I saw him the other day.
He's so cute. Yeah, God, that little skirt. It's just incredible. Listen, Enla, you really seem like you're going through something here.
Yeah.
Another shot. We slam. The clavagers at the bottom are like bright green. They look poisonous.
It's been a crazy few hours.
Yeah, tell us about it.
Yeah.
We heard about a shipment that got lost, and we went out to get it. We had some crazy adventures trying to get out there and get it.
Oh, yeah.
And then they retaliated. And
oh, who did?
The Giddy Girls.
Oh.
The Giddy Girls.
Yeah. And,
okay.
There's some
panties, I don't know, right? Something instinctual and crazy took over, and I don't...
No. Someone can't hold that.
There she goes. She couldn't hack it, you know. Yeah. Makes sense. Man. Yeah.
And then I woke up and she was gone. She was dead.
Wait, you killed a Giddy Girl?
Yeah.
Is Giddy Girl one of the Beatles, or am I missing something?
He can't even pick out the thread of this conversation. It's amazing that he's lived crazy. This long. God.
Love you, Tom.
You're so good.
So you killed a Giddy Girl?
Not on purpose, but yeah.
Well,
a big, big one.
Wow.
I don't think the purpose part is the important part of killing someone.
Okay, yeah, that's fair. Wow. What was your name again?
Davis?
That's Davis.
Yeah, I'm Davis.
Yeah, it's pretty
Davis. That's pretty good advice.
Wow.
Hey, I actually do have some advice.
Oh, yeah?
If you're bleeding out and you take some shots, it actually gets you fucked up real good.
There we go.
You know, a blind squirrel finds a nut every once in a while.
That's
good job, Tom.
Yeah.
Pre-game tip.
Look at this guy. He's a fucking squirrel over here, man. Yeah. Hey, tell you what. That sounds like Nestle Giddy. The big one you just killed. People are saying that some deranged fucking lunatic just like sliced her up for no fucking reason.
Yeah. They're calling it the start of a serial killing.
Yeah. They're saying that... Yeah, I don't know if somebody wild in the streets.
I'm not a serial killer.
Oh my god, are you the serial killer?
I'm not a serial killer.
Oh my god.
Oh my god.
The trap.
She picked.
The trap makes so much more sense.
The trap makes sense. She picked us as her target.
No, no.
Oh no.
Oh no. Are we the trash that's getting picked?
We're in trouble. We're in trouble, guys.
We're in trouble, guys. All right, we got to get out of here.
I won't hurt you. I won't hurt you. You're my friends. You're my friends. I don't
want to be friends with a serial killer.
I'm not a serial killer, Davis.
That's not my name. You don't know me. My name is not Davis.
Well, yeah. Your name's not Davis.
Oh, Tom,
you think
shut
someone's
up.
Your friend.
So the three of them kind of hobble out of the bar. Enla, you have a new reputation tag where people think you're a serial killer.
Let's be honest, I think, that's pretty unbranded.
Was that... That also sounded like making noise.
What?
As an overindulgence?
Ideas.
Oh, okay, well, and like you reduced some stress and you made some noise. Nice use of a downtime. No problem there. All right, sounds like up to Connie, right?
Well, mechanically, I'm going to take care of myself to try and get rid of that juice burn.
Ooh.
So is that a care that someone else has to do, or can I do it myself?
You can do it yourself, but... Well, I think that's a project clock, right?
Oh, Yeah, I already have the clock.
Yeah, we've been addressing that as a project, so I think that's fine to work on yourself.
Okay.
Yeah, I think that would be way too punishing to do it the same way we do healing. Like, that would be brutal.
I probably want someone's help, one of the other troublemakers with me on this. So I think I am going to go to Halberd to help me get rid of this juice burn. I probably just during a lull in normal business... I find her with my glowing head, and now that I've like woken up, gotten all the smoke out of my lungs.
Okay, let's see. Like, when you wake up, mm-hmm. What state are you in?
I hope that I've been put somewhere indoors where it's okay to take my mask off.
Mm. Do you think they would have put you in your tent on the roof, or do you think they would have left you inside?
I think they would have. Like, I.
Well, I think I was the one who helped you, and I just pulled you into the building, and because then I had to go to the.
It's been a couple hours, so I feel like I've been, you know, I was unconscious, so I feel like I've been put somewhere mm-hmm. that's a bit safer and, like, in a recovery position.
Okay.
Like, so I don't think they would put me on the tent on the roof.
Okay, fair, yeah.
So I think I wake up with my mask still on, but immediately pull it off and just have a horrible coughing fit, like, coughing up, like, all that smoke that was just sitting inside my body.
And also, if you're inside the Scream and Slice, I should say there is ventilation in there, but it's really spotty. Like, it's not great, and it frequently, like, if you ever lose power, that's the first thing that goes, you know? So even with your mask off, like, you can...
Oh. It's not great, but it needs, like, if I have the mask on and I'm coughing up smoke, it's just going to get recycled in there. It's going to be bad.
Ooh,
so, okay. Like, the instinct is just to rip it off and to just go into a coughing fit.
You wake up on the floor of the seed closet, which is one of the various nooks and crannies inside this Scream and Slice. It is dark. The first thing you do is whack into a box of stuff really hard. And just, oh, like your back of your head just slams a plastic barrel. And you're like, oh, and you don't know where you are for a minute because you've never woken up in the seed closet before. But you only realize where you are because your fucking head is glowing and it's reflecting off of all the surfaces around you. It's like it's bright enough that you can see by it. And you're just like, oh, like that's just like that shame clenches you. That you're like,
this
fuck.
Sucks.
Yeah.
I am going to pull out my knife, because I don't know how the previous night ended.
Oh, that's a great point, yeah.
But if I was a hostage, I would be tied up, but something might still be going on. So I think I open the door into regular Screaming Slice operations and have a moment of just relief.
So you open the door and you see Tank chasing Lottie around. Tank's in the nurse outfit. Lottie is sucking out of her arm with a straw. Like, and you're just kind of like, huh.
And, I'm confused, but I can put the knife away. I just watched the two of them for a little bit, and with my weak lungs go, Halberd!
Hal wanders by. She is eating a cheese stick. It's in her mouth like a cigarette. And she's like, oh, Jesus, kid. You all right?
I'll recover. I just need... I need some help getting rid of the glow. This...
Well, I can't hear you. She, like, sets down her cheese stick. She stubs it out like it's a cigarette. And she She comes over. We see that, like, Halbert is like a bowling ball of a lady. She's got like a big apron on. She's covered in bits and pieces. Big, thick forearms, like scarred up, scrapped up. Big, sensible face. And she has a big blue mark on her forehead that's a lot like yours, except hers looks pretty faded. She, like, takes a look at you. Are you, like, on the ground? Are you standing, or where are you at?
I think I'm standing.
Yeah, okay. You are sort of leaning in a way that's worrying, and so she just grabs you by the shoulder. She's like, hey, cool it. And for whatever reason, this works. Like, you know, sometimes it's nice to have an older person just be like, figure your shit out, you know? So, yeah, she grabs you by the shoulder. She's like, all right, sit. Booth that way, and just sort of like marches you over. You sit at the booth across from each other, and she's like, okay, what do you remember, or what's, I don't know, what's your deal?
One of them got away, but right now I
wait. Which one?
The one that was made of smoke, and can't let things like that happen in the future. But yeah, that's for another time. I need something beyond what the temple's taught me to get rid of this glowing head.
I kind of like it. Looks like a little halo. It's kind of fun.
I think you can understand why I don't. Come on, Halbert, just give something that would help.
We see kind of a pained expression on Halbert's face. And have you talked to her much about why she left the temple? Or?
No, I think I've just taken for granted that she's also exiled and took me in.
Yeah. So
can at least empathize with me a little bit.
Okay, she's like, so what, you want to do it like... like the way they would, or I don't know. What do you need?
No, I want to, Halbert, I want to do it the way you would.
Okay. Petra! And she starts just like yelling at Petra. Like she's kind of wrapping up the rest of the shift. Like, and don't forget to move the big can from the small fridge to the large fridge after 4 p.m. because it's colder, okay? And Petra's like, I know, okay. And she's like, don't forget! You know, like, it's all things of this nature. So is anyone working at the Scream and Slice today, or is it just Petra on deck?
I think this is a big recovery day.
Yeah, okay, yeah. Petra is...
Lottie's doing seated jobs.
That's, oh my god, it. I love that. I think that you're, like, sort of fading in and out of helpfulness, where, like, you're, like, getting some stuff done, and then you're just, like, wandering away, and Petra is so mad. So, yeah, anyway.
Inla was a no-call, no-show.
Yeah, okay. y'all were treated to Halbert, like, walking around, like, cursing and ranting at the air for, like, 10 minutes. This happens constantly. Yeah. Anyway, yeah, so we cut forward to you and Halbert. She's like, all right, let's go for a walk. And then we cut forward to the two of you walking out of the Scream and Slice. It's morning. You leave by the front, and so you do see that blood stain on the ground. It's getting covered up pretty fast. Like, Clavagers are fucking eating the blood as fast as possible, and there's, like, mushrooms growing out of it already. Like, that's how fast stuff grows here. But, you know where the violence happened last night. And just looking at everything in the daytime, it feels a little bit like when you see something in a dream and then you see it for real, you're just like, oh, like, I don't know, just a little bit surreal. So Halbert is walking out, and she's like, okay, so we got the one dead, we got the one away. Oh yeah, there's that one in the locker. Did anyone tell you about that?
No, we have a giddy girl.
Oh yeah,
girl
we've got a giddy girl in the, yeah, she's using up my fucking storage, so we got to do something with her. I don't know, there's like a scheme afoot or something. How you doing, kid?
Why did you bring me out here for this?
What, we can't go out for a walk?
No, we can go out for a walk, it's just usually you're busy with...
I'm busy right now, bitch!
Point taken.
As a reminder, her head is just a big hammer shape right now, like you can't see her eyes or her face at all.
I feel like I could read her well. Yeah, well, nice to know that I had that coming.
Yeah, you probably know her. You're walking. You're walking through Bugtown, which is, I think you guys are on the border between the food court and Bugtown. So food court is a lot of restaurants or wet markets. Bugtown is a lot of Clavagers. So a lot of your food and stuff comes from beetles, bugs, and mushrooms. So as you're walking, you're just watching these things like skitter around in the dust. And people are like lurching into motion. People are walking. It's the morning, you know, nobody's super active in the morning. I would say like a lot of stuff starts happening around midday and then all the way till midnight. But yeah, Halbert is walking you out towards one of the outer chips. So that's like the huge ceramic shards that are, you know, covering the city. And as you're walking, she says, okay, so I am worried about the Giddy Girls, obviously. Like, I think they knew some people that we should be worried about going forward. I think you're causing problems for me. Like, not you specifically, you in the general sense. Like, I think that this was maybe not wise to be picking fights above our pay grade, right? So I think that probably we need to be worried about that, right? And I, you know, sorry to make it your problem, but you made it my problem.
We needed the coin. We needed resources.
Yeah, I know. I don't know. Is this you now? Are you going to fucking kill people? Are you going to be getting, like, shot in the street? Like, what are we doing?
This isn't the life I chose. I didn't want to be here. I didn't want to have a weapon in my hand for every occasion, but this... I have to do this now. And if that means me killing someone or me dying of smoke inhalation, so be it. But I'll do what it takes to survive and to do right by you and the Screaming Slice and everyone else. I can never go back to what I had. Even if I went back to the temple, they wouldn't accept me and I wouldn't accept them. I've seen too much out here. I've seen what it's like. What it's really like.
Yeah, well, people are seeing what you're really like, all right? For whatever that's worth, for whatever that looks like, you said you didn't choose this. You're gonna have to choose something. You're gonna have to choose how you're gonna be, all right? I know that it was good to be in the temple and you knew what you were doing, but get your head in it, all right? Get your head together. If you want to kill people, you gotta kill people. I get it, but I don't like this for you. That's all I'm saying.
You can lecture me later, but right now we were assaulted by the Giddy Girls. We have to do something about it.
Yeah, sure. All right, well, here is my patented technique. And you guys have arrived at the base of... This is just a shard of the chips. Like, the real chips, they're so tall. They're like 30 and 50 stories high. This one is just a little tiny, you know, it's maybe the size of like a four-story building. And driven into the sides of it, there's a lot of like metal spikes and stuff so you can climb up it. So you get to watch Halberd like, okay, move like I move. And she like... like just really awkward rock climbing. Like, she is not one of nature's rock climbers, you know? So she's like hauling herself up, and you follow her and you make it up to the second story. But there's a little porch up here. Like, somebody has put a big thing of sheet metal, and you see that it's all scratched in with names and messages. Like, people have been carving into the chips. And it's all, you know, it's like normal graffiti bullshit. It's just like, Chaz was here. It's like a heart, like JTXEF, you know? And you're like, great, you know, like whatever that's about. But it is, importantly, it is facing the sunrise. And you look out and you see this enormous sky. And you see for miles and miles and miles of smoke and dust and trash and things moving in the waste. And you see downed spaceships and you see... smog, and you see like columns of air moving way out in the distance. You see little twinkling lights of radio towers. And you look over and you see Halberd next to you, who is just sitting with her legs swinging off the edge of the porch. And she says, yeah, I've been working on this for a minute here. Yeah, you want to carve something? And she hands you like a little penknife. And, you know, it has to be very hard to get into these chips because these are like that high grade space type, you know, ceramics.
Yeah.
But it's a really, really nice little knife and it's maybe like an inch long blade.
Yes, this. I would like to carve something. It's going to be a long one. So I'm there for. Since these are like strong ceramic chips, I'm going to be there for a while carving this thing in with just absolute focus. But I carve. The chips don't complain when the knife pierces them, so neither should you.
Ooh. Okay. I think that... So Halberd sticks around for you to get, like, two words into this. And she's like, damn, I thought you were going to do your initials or something. Hey, I got to get back to work. See ya. And just, like, leaves with no... You know, and so you have a moment of silence
out there.
I don't
think I respond. I'm so focused on just carving this thing.
Yeah, and you've got this little knife. This little-ass, really, really sharp knife. So if you want to write that down, you can. And you can also reduce one stress. And you can roll as a project roll for... You're trying to get your juice burned down, right? That's what this was?
Yeah, so I don't have any stress because I was traumatized.
Nice! Okay, well, you don't get that bonus then.
Okay, so... Now, in this case, do I roll with Halberd? Halberd was assisting.
I'll give you an extra dice for Halberd helping you. I think this is going to be your role just because it's your project. And, like, I don't want this to work like healing.
Yeah, yeah.
So I think you're going to choose an attribute to roll here. I think it would make sense. This might be a care roll, honestly. Like, or I don't know. Like, make me an argument for what kind of roll this is.
Right. I think care would work. I also think touch would work. In both cases, I suck at them, so it doesn't matter.
Yeah. Well, you get plus one for Halberd, you know.
Fuck me. Is that a
you still progress it, you get one segment off. So for the listener at home, Nihar just rolled a one, it was bad. where are you at with your juice burn now?
I'm at 1 of 4.
Oh my god.
Started at 0 of 4. Unless someone else has an idea, I think after everyone's done with downtime I'll spend another coin and try to get this down more.
Well, okay, so as you're wrapping up your carving, you look at the words. They're a little crooked, but they're good, and it feels good to have left something permanent. And you look down where Halberd was sitting, and you see that in this sheet metal, like, she has just been, like, you presume it was her, because that's exactly where she sat, and it's right at her right hand, where, you know, where her hand would fall. There's this huge, beautiful spiral that she's been scratching into that sheet metal. And it looks like a lot of work and a lot of time. And there's a symbol in it that you don't quite know what that means. But yeah. Good downtime. All right. Nice. All right. Tank, baby, what are you up to?
So I really need to get rid of some stress, but I also want to do something stupid and inconsequential.
Okay. Yeah.
That's going to set up something for the next downtime. So,
are you asking for a free action that has no material effect, or what are you asking for?
Yeah, it's
granted. Okay, let's do it.
So Tank goes back to his apartment that we figured out is like around the corner, and he starts gathering up all the ransom note looking collages that he's been doing. And we see that they're flyers. And Tank starts going out and he starts pinning them up all around town. And it's like, next week, audition. Very vague. Or like, they're all like different. It'll be like, we're having an event. Please come.
Damn. No hits, huh?
Looking for people. It's all like next week at the Screaming Slice.
Okay. Amazing. I'm in. What do you think your favorite poster looks like, just visually?
There's one that took a bunch of lettering from like a playbill type thing. And it's like a glitzy, like lots of glitter. do you want to be a star?
Ooh.
Come audition.
Yeah.
Next week. And it's got like a person on a stage giving like a big Shakespearean type of performance.
Amazing. Okay. I will allow this. Sounds great. So you're just kind of tootling around. Like, you have your morning of helping out your buddies. You have your afternoon of like sticking stuff up on walls.
This isn't really advice, but give this be my stress relief.
Yeah, sure.
I don't know. Kill two birds with one stone.
Do you want to make this your thing, or is this like, do you have another thing after this? So you got one stress down just from putting up posters.
Woo. And then afterwards, Tank is going to hit the gym.
Oh, yeah,
let's
baby.
Relieve some stress.
Oh, hell yeah. Okay, so what does it look like, the actual practice facilities with the fresco fuzz? So you're tromping back to, like, you go past the arena. I think you probably see some people maintaining the grounds. They're working on the tick ball trees. They're, like, keeping the dirt all raked out. And
yeah,
even,
yeah.
Yeah.
I think the training facility is kind of like a, you know, indoor-outdoor, kind of like a Muscle Beach type facility, but like a little bit more like a prison yard.
Oh, hell yeah.
So like there's some people working out inside. There's some people out in the yard, but it's all just like pushing heavy weights.
Hell yeah.
And
important to note, all their weights that they have, like, there are a few barbells that are real barbells, but everything here came from the trash, right? So most of them are just things we found which are heavy.
Yeah.
So there is definitely an element of, like, balance and moving things around correctly. And yeah, we're lifting some real weird shit. It's great. you see Ludonza is doing, what's that called where you're on your back and you're like doing push-ups? It's like chest presses maybe. He's doing that with a car engine. And you're like, fuck, that's so cool.
It's just like a montage of like, it's like kind of like the volleyball scene in Top Gun.
Yes. Everyone's so everyone's sweaty, like, and sexy. Yeah. And like,
they're all lifting weights, glistening.
Yeah. Amazing.
And we're doing the Predator handshake thing. Like, yeah.
We also see a lot of juice in the mix. Like, we see little flasks. We see little vials.
Like, people
we
see little, dropping it in their eye.
Eyedropper into the gums, like, back of the knee. Weird shit. Under a fingernail. Ooh, real bad. So, where are you at? What are you up to?
I think Tank just finished his last set. And he tosses the towel over his shoulder. High fives. Goes to the showers. And this is the part where he's just, like, really, like, de-stressing, you know, like, it's kind of like sauna, wet room, big open shower kind of situation, and just like letting the water just
incredible
pour over him.
I'm gonna say the facilities here, like the indoor plumbing is crazy. Like, almost nowhere has indoor plumbing, and so the fact that y'all have like heated water and like even water at all, instead of just like, there's like this horrible like chemical liquid that most people use to wash off with. It's like a powder, and like, I don't know, it's like, it's not great, you know.
I always imagined it as like a powdered detergent in a bucket.
Yes. Yeah, I think it's not pleasant, but you're just like, the water is raining down on you. It feels so good, and your muscles are looking great. You're just like, yeah. Just for a second, you remember when you were a kid and you were outside and the grass was green and the sky was this brilliant blue, and then it was summer rain and you just felt like this crazy beautiful rain just falling from the sky, just hitting on your face, and you're like, damn, like, how does that feel?
It's a little sad. Tank doesn't think about his childhood all that often. He kind of just like left that behind in pursuit of tickball glory.
Naturally.
Yeah. And so for a second, you're that kid again. I'm just looking up at a big blue sky. And then you snap back and you're Tank, the coolest guy on Trash Planet. And the vibe is so right. And the synth music is playing and you're chilling. Yeah. You want to roll for stress relief?
Yeah. 3. Okay.
All right. Where are you at now with stress?
Just one. So that was almost a perfect roll.
Clean sweep. Yeah. So as you're wandering, you're on your way out. You're like freshly showered and everything. You see Shahadi, who is trying to do, I don't know the names of weights things. This one.
That's a, like, seems a, also like a bench press.
Shut up. Okay.
Or like a shoulder press?
Maybe. Like, it's the one you need to be spotted for. Which one?
Okay. That sounds like a bench press.
Sounds,
I mean,
great.
There's
okay.
Lots of them that you need to be spotted for. It's all more right. the weight.
Pick one, I guess.
Listeners, Rabbit is doing like miming different athletic equipment, and it's really entertaining.
Listen, for the listeners at home, I'm doing a backflip right now, and my muscles are glistening, and actually I'm really, really strong and powerful. I don't even need to know this stuff because I'm so hot already, okay? So just get that straight. Right?
Yes. Rabbit has a Kraken bod and has never worked out a day in his life.
Yes. That's completely true. Arnold Schwarzenegger wishes, okay? So anyway, you see Shahadi, and they're kind of doing the telltale thing of like they, nobody's spotting them right now, and they kind of wish that someone was, you know. So yeah, I don't know, you could hop in there if you wanted.
Oh, but you need a spot?
Oh yeah.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah, thanks,
cool,
dude.
All right, I'll you need a lift off?
Sure, yeah.
Yeah, okay, all right, I'll count you off. All right, 3, 2.
Ah! You know, the important thing is that we all lived, you know.
That's, yeah. No, that is important. We're out here, we're lifting heavy weights, you know?
And yeah.
Sometimes you need a little help. That's what teamwork is all about.
I've always said that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You look like you kind of got something on your mind. Is everything okay?
Yeah. I mean, you spent a lot of time, like, dicking around. Do you know that guy from
Federal? Well, I wouldn't say he's dicking around.
Well, okay,
it's very important stuff that I'm doing.
Yeah,
you know.
Sure.
Yeah, yeah.
All right. Do you know that guy from Federal? What's his name? Jim Bob?
Oh, yeah. I know Jim Bob. What about him?
You see that they look kind of nervous. Shahadi is the goalie. Pretty ripped, kind of a lockdown individual, like always just seems to like show up on time and do good shit, yeah, you know. Yeah, yeah. And there's like, yeah, I don't know, whatever. Hey, I'm sorry, dude. Yeah, hey.
It's not because I like tried to bribe him, right?
Wait, that was you?
I was doing it for the team.
Fuck. Meet me later, okay? Are you free like tomorrow night?
For you? Always.
Shahadi's like...
Teammates.
We've never spoken before.
Yeah, but like we're teammates. So like when you need me, I'll be there. That's what teammates are for,
fine.
You know?
Yeah, I mean, I've always said that. Yeah, yeah. That's true.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Also, like, I don't have a ton going on in my life right now.
Shahadi does the universal, like, you know, the like masculine, toxic masculinity of like, oh, real feelings, gotta get out of here. Shahadi gives you the up nod and just like walks away, and you're like, ugh.
Right. Meanwhile, in the past couple days, Tank is like taken on one of the most powerful factions.
Yeah, Tank has so much going on. Tank is just like, I don't know, I'm just chilling. Yeah, right.
Yeah, like I kind of work for this like pizza place, but yeah. I don't. They just kind of ask me to do stuff.
Yeah, yeah, okay. Well, they've walked away, and you can write down you are due. Tomorrow night. All right, and we see Tank wandering away, squeak, squeak, squeaking out of the gym hall.
Okay, so I am gonna spend one coin. I think I'm probably going to some place that allows for better recovery or allows for better isolation than what we have now to try and recover this juice burn.
Okay. So you're walking through like Bug Town in the food court, and so the closer you get to the center of the chips, kind of the wealthier it is, because these are the more protected areas. Like whenever there's orbital drops or any kind of radiation problems, like the center is safer. So that's where the rich people go. And so you have never been to the inner chips. You've probably been around the middle chips a little bit. So you make your way in your little ratty robe up to a nice building full of nice people who are in uniforms, kind of unheard of. And it is the sensory deprivation orb. So,
that's perfect.
Yeah.
Exactly what I had in mind. I figure yeah. I have to bribe some people to get in.
Yeah. I think it's really an ordeal. Like, yeah. You do a lot of talking and a lot of like, no, it's really okay. Like, I'm just going to go here and, you know, yeah. All that kind of stuff.
So I think it is a giant, like, orb made of reinforced glass, probably. Mm. It's not all one sheet of glass. It has like a metal frame. But inside, there are a couple levels, like I'd say three stories of the orbs themselves, which are all blacked out and that are the actual sensory deprivation tanks. Whatever technology or whatever fluid they use is enough to sort of defy gravity a little bit. So you just sort of go in and you're standing, but as it fills up with all of its sensory deprivation Ooh. Stuff, you float and you're... pretty much always just in the center of that sensory deprivation fluid.
Damn, that's wild. Okay, so you have this chipper little lady with a ponytail. Her name is Skipper, and she is just like, all right, so as you enter the orb, please try not to panic. Like, you're going to see some kind of fluid that it might surprise you that it doesn't move according to gravity. You realize she's talking down to you because she thinks you're poor.
Of course.
She's like, so don't get scared, okay? It's totally normal and it's totally safe. So then the orb will just, like, fill up, and then you'll be in the center, and you can just have a nice relaxing time. Okay, how does that sound?
Yes, that sounds wonderful. How soon can I get inside?
Oh, sure, absolutely. So she walks you through. You're passing other people in the halls who are uniformly better looking than you. Like, nobody here is...
Wow, roast me, why don't you?
This is people who have, like, outfits, you know? This is people who have, like, skincare routines, you know? And this is just the middle chips, and you're like, ooh, I don't know. It doesn't feel great. But you are led into a little locker room where you change out of your stuff. Do you go in naked, or, like, do you have a robe, or what do you... I mean, I think they might have clothes for you.
I think it's, like, probably a sort of like a hospital gown, but it's, like, water-soluble, so once you're in there... It goes away.
That's dope. Okay. All right. You have some kind of feeling. It's a huge feeling. You don't know what it is. And you enter the orb, and Skipper kind of like waves goodbye to you at the edge of your, you know, the doorway. And it fills up with this black fluid that is moving not according to gravity. And you are floating, and you are in your orb. You can hear your heart beating really loud. I don't know. How are you doing as you are relaxing?
I'm trying my hardest to, like, meditate really hard and think about absolutely nothing, trying to expel every bit of impurity from my body through being still and one with the natural, trying to get rid of the unnatural.
You're thinking through the events of the past 24 hours, and you tend to think of life as threads in this patchwork, right? You're thinking of all these different things connecting. There's one thread in particular that you're focused on. It's one little element of the story that you just keep coming back to. What is it?
I'm thinking about the fact that the last mission, that this treacherous mission that we took on to steal someone's stuff was my idea. And we, at the moment, we seem worse off as a result.
Ooh.
We seem much worse off.
Oh, interesting.
And on top of that, like, part of it is that I'm a little bit angry that one of them's still alive back at our restaurant. And then it also felt like I didn't feel an ounce of gratitude from Halvard for undertaking this thing, for which I never told her about it. But I was like, you know, in my head, I was doing it for her.
Ooh.
So like, it's me being toxic that I just expect gratitude for the thing she didn't ask for. But like, I am still angry about it.
Yeah. Okay. And I think that as you're sitting there in your orb, in your fluid, Connie loves his orb and his fluid, I gotta say. So as you're sitting there, like, it just feels like it's crystallizing inside of you, and it just feels like you're gonna solve things. You're really going to figure things out this time. And please make your roll. Like, how does your recovery go? I'm gonna say it's gonna has to be a resolve roll.
Oh, yeah, I can do that.
Yeah.
That's a 5.
Sweet.
Okay. 5 is 2 segments off.
Okay. So I still have 1 left. But
okay. So as you're stepping out, you do feel a little bit cleaner. You feel like you expelled it. Like, that crystallization you feel more in control. And that idea is really resonating. You're like, control. I'm going to get this under control. So the glowing has faded a little bit.
I think a little bit, like, if I focus, I can make the glowing stop for just a couple seconds at a time. And it takes, you know, it takes focus on the thing. But, like, I think I'm starting to get rid of it through will.
That's cool. That's a bad superpower, which I respect.
My superpower is that I can make my head stop glowing for 2 seconds.
So powerful.
So, you get back into your clothes, you get back out of the building, you're looking around at these nice people who went to a nice school, probably. You remember school, and this, like, bitter jealousy goes through you that they got to go to a school. Like, fuck. And you make your way back down to Bugtown, back down to the Screamin' Slice. And it's the end of the day now. Let's say y'all are reconvening. What is the vibe? What are we doing in here? We've got Halbert doing her stuff. She's got a few regulars in. There's like 2 or 3 customers. Tank, what's your vibe tonight? Are you working or are you just chilling in a booth?
I'm just chilling in a booth. Nice. I mean, I don't really work here.
He's in denial.
He works for bone meal. Okay? Yeah.
It provides many nutrients that I need.
But it's also not a huge enough motivator to make you actually work.
Yeah. I mean, I just need some calcium.
We made this plan to be here.
Sure. Right?
Yeah. So I think I'll also just sit down at the booth. I'll say to Tank, hey, look what I'm getting better at this. Look what I can do now. And I make my head stop glowing for a moment, like while a forehead vein is bulging in my head.
Whoa. You can turn the juice off? You gotta teach me that.
I will try, but I mean, I'm hoping to one day do this permanently.
Oh yeah, cool. Tank, you also have a juice burn right now. You're
yeah,
just,
I just
like,
smell really bad.
Super stinky. Yeah. Like, I think you
I'm one of the only like 10 people who have taken a shower.
He's
and
immune.
I smell horrid.
He's immune to showers. Yeah.
You think I can turn this off?
I mean,
it's
really
not
hope
it's
so.
Not that bad, right?
No, it's pretty bad.
Nah, it's not that bad.
It smells like old person, like specifically because the card you pulled was very like old centric, you know.
I think Lottie comes down the stairs, just kind of like nursing her wounds a little bit on the way down, just like cradling her arm or something like that. Finds a seat next to the two that are already here, Good evening. You guys feeling any better?
Oh yeah, never better.
I've been better, but yes, I'm recovering. It's going okay.
Thanks for the help earlier, Tank. I think it helped.
You're damn right it did.
Narrator voice. It did not.
I mean, it helped a little, right? Like,
it lifted my spirits.
Oh, it was the lead pipe treatment.
Yeah.
Okay, yeah, I hate to say it, but it does help a little.
right? I'm good at this shit.
It's like scaring the hiccups out of one's body. That's what happens with that when Tank whips out that lead pipe, except with injuries for some reason. No idea how he does it.
Enla, where are you at?
I'm going to stumble in because I've been out drinking with my new buds, Davis and Tom, and what's their name?
Tom Davis and unnamed third one. Yeah.
I've been, Enla kind of stumbles in. Hey, what's up, y'all?
You doing some day drinking?
You know, just a little.
Were you, like, pre-gaming something?
Death.
What?
Oh, yeah, you killed someone. I forgot about that.
Yeah, thanks. Yep,
Hey,
I am a murderer. I don't know how to feel about it, Tank.
Well, actually, as you say, I am a murderer, Halberd was walking by, and she goes, hell yeah! And she just, like, keeps walking.
No, Halberd, no! I'm a murderer! These hands took life.
Wait, are you the serial killer I've been hearing
about? I love that Halberd was telling Connie that... Yeah. Killing does not look good for him, but for Enla, she's like, that's on brand.
Yeah. That's so accurate, though. Like, she knows Connie has, like, a soft heart, and Enla's just like, whatever.
You heard that already?
Oh, yeah. Like, from so many people.
They're like,
Tank, be careful. There's a serial killer on the loose.
We smash cut.
And they're going after big bodies.
Yeah. We smash cut to... There's a new mural that someone is finishing that shows, like, a horrific, like, cartoon version of Enla with, like, big sharp teeth and, like, multiple knives. And it says, like, beware the something killer. Like, what's the name? What's the name that we're passing around? It's, like, the big body...
I got it.
Oh, Legendary. Oh.
Beware Shank Shank.
Amazing. Okay, so we smash cut to that mural. It's like, blah! Like music sting, you know, horror movie sting, and then we cut back.
Yeah, they're just saying they're going after big bodies. Like, there's only been one confirmed kill so far, but they're trying to establish like a pattern for the killings, and big bodies is like their number one.
It seems impractical to start thinking he's a serial killer when there's just one body. Is the
technical definition? Yeah, but they don't know if there's been more.
The technical definition of serial killer is at least three, right?
I mean, yeah, you gotta start somewhere.
I heard the death... This is Halberd. She, like, sticks her head over the counter. She's like, I heard the murder was so crazy that they're sure that it's a serial killer.
Yeah.
Halberd!
They're starting to see, like, maybe there were a couple, like, unsolved murders, like, a few years back.
Oh, that yeah.
They're starting to connect the dots on.
Yeah, they think this is a real freak sickle. Yeah.
We all know that... there's no serial killer, right?
Well, not yet.
Did you see the mural? There's definitely a serial killer.
Guys, I thought you were my friends.
Look, Enla, you've got a lot to live up to, but I believe in you.
You think I can live up to my potential?
Absolutely.
Well, thank you. I needed that. Goes in for a big grandma hug.
Right on the bruise.
Listen. Goliath and I just want to extend any help for your bite.
Oh, yeah, the gunk snake! Where's the gunk snake at?
The gunk snake, I pull him out of my pocket. I've been hanging out with him all
day.
This is Goliath.
He's so big. He's so big! Okay.
Lottie doesn't, like, flinch, but she just kind of, like, keeps an eye on it.
Amazing. All right. You off in the kitchen, you hear a sort of a muffled clatter.
Oh, yeah. We got that giddy girl in the back. We're going to do something about that.
Oh, fuck yeah. I forgot about that.
Why? Yes, I've been meaning to bring this up. I've been...
Yeah, we kind of thought, like, Connie, you could deal with it.
I could deal with it?
Yeah, well, like...
I mean, Tang and I, we just kind of are not really equipped for...
No, like, really not great negotiators at all.
I mean, I could give it a whirl, but I have a bit of a grudge.
Well, now I've got this serial killer rap, too, so I really don't think I'm going to be a good negotiator.
Well, technically, she doesn't know that yet.
It's true.
Yeah.
Let's start at the beginning. Why is one of them alive?
She offered, like, an exchange for her life.
What was the exchange?
An inn with a tender mercy and also some juice hookups. And it's not just beneficial to me. Like, it's also beneficial to Lottie, the juice thing, you know?
It's good to keep tabs on my competitors.
I think I slammed my fist down on the table. And that's what her life is worth to you all.
Well, I mean...
I think this is a worthwhile enemy to keep alive in our restaurant. In our base.
Yeah, because, like, we want to, you know, do some business with the Tender Mercy, right? Like, not business guy, but I thought, like, this is, like, our way in. I don't know, I thought I did a good job.
She mentioned that she was, like, that she knew some shit to get in, and that we were going to get killed otherwise.
Fine, I trust your judgment, but if I ever see her, I am going to kill her.
Yeah, but, you know, can we just, like... Maybe, like, do that after we have you deal with her.
It sounds like...
Just, like a little bit. Like, we could honor that ask. But, honestly, like, we...
It sounds like you've already made a deal with her.
I mean, going along with my new reputation, we could just kill her.
That's really concerning.
She claims to have information that would be useful at Tender Mercy. And needs a guarantee that we won't kill her if she gives it to us.
Again, like, I was really bad. I didn't know what to do after after that. So,
and I
you know,
little...
you're like the negotiator. So, like,
and my lungs were full of juice smoke. So,
I was covered in blood. So, I wasn't really in a state to make.
It's
decisions.
All right. We'll deal with her life or death later. You've negotiated. You made a contract for her life in exchange for information of.
Yes, a verbal contract is a legitimate contract. That's
if
true.
If nothing else, I guess we have to be honorable.
You hear just the clattering in the other room. It occurs to you that she's probably been in that locker for, like, over 12 hours. Mm-hmm. Like, no food, no peeing, like, you know, she's just a woman in a locker, you know? Yeah, okay, so you open up the locker.
There's no way.
You see Mo Giddy, bound, stuffed in a locker, and she looks at you, she can't talk, she makes eye contact, and you see absolute hatred, disgust, contempt, and fury. And you look at her, and you feel that. You feel that right up in you, and you're like, fuck. So we're taking care of Mo Giddy. We're keeping her alive. Anything you want to say or do, or we'll just, you know, scoot through this.
She meets the gaze because she believes the gaze of this of Angry Mo, because mm-hmm. she also understands that she deserves it.
Okay, so Enla's wandering back from taking care of Mo for the night. Connie, where are you at?
I think I've probably drawn something with like my fingers in a sauce or something like that, just on a piece of paper. Not like super saucy, but, you know, just enough to get a sketch. And
sorry, I just pictured you just poured tomato sauce on a table and then just sort of, like, painted out where everything... Wow, that does feel about more, right, though.
It was more, like, on, like, paper or some sort of, you know, the table covering, just, like, dipping my fingers in sauce.
Oh, my God, Halbert's so bad.
anyway. But, all right. The Tender Mercy is here in the upper chips, and I'm assuming, based on your negotiations, there's... probably some other way that Mo Giddy can get us in rather than us going through the front door. We have to make a case for, at the very least, that they will take this meat of theirs that we have, this produce, off our hands and give us fair payment for it without the threat of them shooting us in the back as we leave. And Mo, well, we'll figure out what to do with her later.
long as I don't have to hurt anybody else.
That all makes sense to me.
Yeah, but just a quick question. How are we going to make them pay us fairly? We stole it from the Giddy Girls, but you know what I mean.
Yeah, we'll have contingencies in place.
Okay, contingencies. Got it. Yeah, I know what those are.
And so the camera pans out on the four of you and Goliath the Gunk Snake inside the Screamin' Slice, inside this scrabbly little building, out against the world. One more day on this earth. And tomorrow, you're going to win it. Tomorrow, it's all going to come together.
You're listening to a Hypergallant production. If you like what you heard, leave us a rate and review. Check out our website at hypergallant.com. Thank you to the Drin, the Serfs, Crime of Passing, Perverts Again, and our own Rabbit Sullivan for the use of their music. Thank you to Morgan Davey, Malcolm Craig, and Gregor Hutton for the use of their game, Ace Tape.
Gong, 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 gong.
Did y'all see my-